Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. According to Health Canada, 23 deaths and over 600 adverse reactions have been reported as a result of taking the birth control pills Yaz and Yasmin just between the years of 2007 and 2013. Now, the thing to remember about this is that all of the adverse reactions that happened in the country weren't reported, and the rule of thumb is often for every one that you hear about, there are 10 or more that you don't. So this certainly is not representative of the totality of the problem. But the reason I bring all this up is I've been telling women for a very long time that birth control pills are can cause serious side effects, in this case including death, and that the decision to take them should be weighed with that in mind. The most common side effects for both drugs were nervous system, vascular, and respiratory disorders. Cardiac side effects were listed for 4.1% of the cases for Yasmin, 6.6% of the cases for Yaz. The labels of both drugs include a warning of higher risk of venous thromboembolism that is between 1.5 and 3 times higher than other birth control pills resulting from the synthetic progestin in the drugs. The websites for both of them state that taking the pills increases the risk of blood clots, stroke, and heart attacks. In addition to birth control, and I thought this was interesting when I visited the websites, they state that the drugs are useful for treating acne and premenstrual dysphoric syndrome, that's the new name for PMS, and that it provides a daily dose of folic acid supplementation, which is recommended for women in their reproductive years. Taking pharmaceutical drugs in order to ensure an adequate intake of folic acid is a ludicrous idea. I mean, the fact that they put it in there and they cut and make it a selling point is just unbelievable. People who consume a wellness form style diet take in many times the requirement for folic acid, actually in its natural form in the food, easily, since our diet includes so many green vegetables. But taking pills that have these side effects in order to meet your daily requirement for folic acid is about as crazy an idea as I've ever heard. Using birth control pills to treat acne and PMS and other symptoms is also ridiculous, since diet has shown a clear since research has shown a clear connection between diet and these conditions also. Which leaves birth control as the only justifiable use for the pills. And I'll acknowledge that many women, particularly in developing countries in which men are not actively engaged in discussions about birth control, may need to take oral contraceptives. Women in westernized countries would often make different choices if they really looked at the risks associated with taking these drugs. Now, health authorities in Canada have been quick to reassure women that there's no reason to overreact, and it insists that it diligently monitors safety data for all drugs, including birth control pills. The Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists reports that the pills are safe and effective. And, of course, Bayer, the maker of the drugs, affirms that the drugs are safe. And it just appears that in Canada, the issues with drugs are handled the same as they are here, which is to protect the drug companies and continue business as usual, no matter how many people are harmed. But if you or a daughter or family member are still taking these birth control pills, I highly recommend that you rethink that strategy and get off of the pills. They are not safe, and enormous numbers of side effects, and there are many other ways of dealing with the birth control issues. So that is all for now, and have a great day.